The fear that computers would replace humans has been around for a very long time. There were movies about it all the way back in the 50s. That same fear has a new flavor, artificial intelligence, and that it might somehow both make a lot of money while also creating some kind of job market dystopia. Well, in a remote patch of northern Minnesota, large companies are investing in automation, not necessarily because they don't want human workers, but because they can't find them. So, how is that going? Here's the second in our series, A Hot Job Market Where It Is Cold as Hell, with Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell.
Warroad, Minnesota is a town of 1,800 near the Canadian border. It's home to one of the nation's leading window manufacturers, Marvin Windows. Some 2,800 workers labor at its headquarters and factory in Warroad.
My great-grandfather, George Marvin, was the founder of the business officially in 1912, but he came to Warroad earlier.
Paul Marvin is the chief executive officer of Marvin. He is from the fourth generation. Workers are a scarce resource in this rural community where winters are long and cold. Throughout its history, the company has avoided mass layoffs in tough times, including during the Great Recession of 15 years ago.
That's not a small thing to say. Our people are our biggest priority. A lot of people say it, but your actions actually have to back it up. So we said it and then said, how might we do this?
Among the steps management took during the Great Recession, a hiring freeze, 32-hour work weeks, and pay cuts for salaried employees. Marvin's business has long recovered, and the company is growing. Scarce labor has also driven Marvin to invest in automation to supplement its workforce.
We can almost take it off the shelf and say this used to take three people to do this fairly repetitive task, and they were doing a good job at it. But those three people can do something even more value-added in another part of the operation that's less lending to automation.
Automated systems seem everywhere at the Marvin factory.
So this is more indicative of a high-volume production line at Marvin.
Tim Zielinski is a senior learning specialist at Marvin.
So having people not have to lift, you know, every day the same movements, which long-term, I think, can help prolong people's careers.
The heated competition for talent in northern Minnesota is also behind an embrace of automation by small business owners.
Myself, I own a meat market. You know, we have to figure, how do we get just as much done with the same amount of people? And a lot of times it's the assistance of different automation that goes in there.
Brian Homer owns the butcher shop in Thief River Falls, a town of 9,000 people. He's also mayor. A walk down